One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
You know who I like? I like Frankie Jonas.
Me too. He is like
Is he actually their brother?
Yeah.
Yes, he's the fourth little brother.
Oh, I thought it was like a joke.
No, he's just a lot younger than them.
You can't tell. He looks just like him.
No, I literally thought he got verified because the joke, they just wanted to push the joke that far.
No.
Where like he,
they brought him on, like maybe Camp Rock they brought him on. They would bring him on shows that they were on just for like a little, like throw in the fourth Jonas.
Oh,
yeah,
my
they're God. Boys.
He? Now he's probably 21. I think he's like
But he was like
seven,
too young to be in the band.
Yeah. Damn, that's like they were all very close in age, and then it was like Frankie.
That's actually
but
pretty
now
cool.
He's very funny.
Very funny. He's got good style, good tattoos.
Wow. Good for him.
Superstar.
Hopefully he gets big, becomes super
Maybe
successful.
They'll let him in the band now.
Yeah. That'd
Can I be the band stylist instead?
Imagine they replace,
of course you can't be at your pants.
Imagine they replace like one of them with the brother and do a music video like that, but like the voice is coming from the the brother that's missing. That'd be pretty funny.
Are they still together? I remember there was like that rebirth of the band, and then
they made that documentary.
Oh yeah,
it like died out, right?
It died out pretty quick because they don't have any more songs out, right?
I feel like when they want to, they'll come out with a single. When they want to, they'll like come up with a song together.
That's true.
I think
they could
so,
do whatever.
Like, that's how it should be. It shouldn't be so like One Direction should just come out with a song and be like, "We're not together, but here's a song."
That's what Lorde should do. She should come
that's
out
fun.
With just songs every fucking few
God?
Months. God.
I just feel bad for NSYNC. I think they. Like,
oh, I know. They're all still trying to chase it and do it.
Because
like,
Justin's so far removed.
So far.
And they can't.
But like he would never go back and like perform with them or like make music with them.
Because he's doing so well by himself.
I know, but
now.
I think he would.
Yeah.
I think he's like, he has a heart to like do that. Yeah.
I feel like now he has it. Like back in like the 2020 album, he wouldn't do it.
What if the rest of the band is just kind of like jealous of him and they don't want like.
Yeah, what if
it?
They don't like him?
Yeah.
Ooh.
You don't know. We got to think about the
inside
other side.
Scoop.
Exactly.
They're doing a tour that's like. In street or something in street
huh?
like,
oh yes
it's they, like a mix
yes.
between the, I don't know the
NSYNC
the
and Backstreet Boys
yeah
did you not see the
no
TikTok
way.
Of them doing a song together and when you
oh.
see it your brain's like wait,
it's like back sync or I don't
Nick
know what the
that's Lance
is that the one where they were dancing in the TikTok
yeah
oh,
I didn't,
saw the,
I didn't even
the
realize
dancing
that,
too,
that it was the
right.
two of them together
pretty
yeah.
cool
can they do that legally like
yeah they do
they can do whatever the hell they
it's
want
it's a collab it's like two artists making
yeah,
a song together
like a super group
everybody
I
has.
Never realized how easy it was to find podcasts on Spotify like we were at that party and we were talking to the Spotify execs and I said like I just think it's really hard to find podcasts on Spotify and he just pulled up the library and he goes
yeah,
it's
right there it's like on the top
next to your music it's just podcasts
it's the number
but
one
like,
thing
and then they've got like the featured section where it'll show you like the
yeah, they did a really good job with like
list
the,
of the ones that are
like
the
top comedy. Yeah, they did a really good job.
And we'll be on the chat one day.
I think we're no. Honestly, we haven't checked in a while, but I think we're on there all the time.
I don't want to check. I don't think it's good for my mental.
You know, I'm gonna check. Yeah. I need a little ego boost.
Stop.
I can sure use
well,
one.
Well, say we're about to start this podcast. I don't want like
it's either gonna be an ego boost or we're gonna end the podcast right now.
I gotta. I gotta check now. I gotta check. Oh, come on, guys.
Number 20,000.
If we're not, baby, make sure to give us some reviews.
Oh, we're there. Nice.
Give us a 5-star so we could bump
what?
Up in the ranking.
Top 30 at least.
Should we guess? I think we're 27.
Okay.
You go. I would say top 30.
42.
20.
Whoa.
Yeah! Oh, my gosh.
And comedy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Overall,
fuck off.
In the world.
I was like, we're the 20th biggest podcast
I was feeling
in the world.
Here, and then it went right back fucking
top 20.
Who are we next to? Crazy. Who are we next to?
We're next to sandwiched. Bill Burr.
That's great.
Whoa.
Tiny Me Gang is right on top of Bill Burr.
Bill Burr.
Impulsive is under us.
Are you? We're higher than Impulsive.
We are. But like that's because we probably posted.
No, we're higher than Impulsive.
Okay, point them out, baby. Call it out.
Yeah. Take that, Logan.
Good company,
take
though.
I can't believe they're in.
Logan's what? Like, why the fuck are they looking at their charts?
I can't believe they're in Puerto Rico.
They are in Puerto Rico now. Like, they're recording in Puerto Rico. So every time a guest's on there, do they fly them out?
They haven't really had a guest, but like their set is there now.
I'd love to see it.
Pretty crazy. They already
would have on Impulsive.
They already flew there. They're there now.
I would
right?
go on.
We're not impulsive enough.
I would go
enough.
On with all of us. I wouldn't want to.
Not
go
alone. Yeah. I'd be fucking down, tear us apart.
I'd actually be down to fly there for the podcast.
Let's I love we're just inviting ourselves onto Impulsive.
We'll see you soon, Logan.
Yeah, have them tear us a new one.
Okay, now.
Oh my God.
Have them tear us apart.
Yeah, actually, Logan just spent like $1 million on NFTs.
I will never fucking understand. I hate talking about it.
You know what I spent $1,000 on?
What? No, I said $1 million.
Oh, okay, shit. Never
mind. You know what I spent $1,000 on? What'd you spend $1,000 on?
Spent more than $1,000 on a...
On the intro song?
Oh, should we...
Oh, yeah. Guys, we're going to do the intro before we nice. Find out what Matt spent $1,000 on.
Tune in.
Don't skip ahead. You're going to want to watch this.
It's Coffee Talk, baby!
Okay, Matt, what did you spend $1,000
on? Welcome back to Zane and Heath Unfiltered.
You're your host, Heath.
He's your host, Zane.
She's your co-host, Mariah.
And he's the better co-host, Matt.
Oh, come on.
He doesn't deny it.
Mariah.
All right, Matt. What did you spend $1,000 on?
So, as you know, the fall season is upon us. It's here.
A sweater.
No, it wasn't a sweater. Do you really not have any guess on what I spent my money on?
I hope it wasn't that cardigan you're wearing.
I was going to say, I'm surprised it's not like a pullover or something.
Pullover!
I wouldn't spend $1,000.
I thought that was yours when it was on the chair. I was like,
oh. I did too! I swear to God.
I put it on, I was like, oh.
I was like, it's a little tight.
I know. Well, it's an XL. I didn't know how I was going to size up. It's a little snug, but I think I'm rocking it.
I think you guys could like pass it on to each other. Look
green jacket, gold jacket.
Comment down below what you think this smells like.
Does it smell?
To me, I would think it smells like potpourri.
Oh, what's the thing? What's the balls you put in? Like the mothballs.
Mothballs.
Oh, what a weird
mothball. We used to have them in our dad's house back then and made everything smell like shit.
Our dad's house.
Yeah.
And that's where you get holes in your t-shirt from, right?
Like yeah, you like moths fume, like people, moth them out.
Yeah, people always have like vintage shirts with holes in it and they're like, "Oh yeah, it's moths." And I'm like, "No, I'm pretty sure you just cut holes in that shirt."
I see the scissor mark. It's a straight line.
Wait, why did I hear that shit too?
Yeah, that's like a thing. Yeah. But people, cuz that's where you get those holes from is from moths.
Yeah.
And people think it's cool in vintage shirts, but usually they're cutting holes. Okay, guys, so I spent
$1,000.
A little over $1,000. So, you know, fall's coming. And what did I get into for Christmas season?
Christmas Village. Oh my gosh,
you bought a new village.
Yeah, the Christmas trains.
I didn't have a train in my Christmas village.
I think I just assumed
they all have it.
No, I'm starting a Halloween village.
Oh my God.
That's not a thing. Cool.
Yes, it is. And buddy, I thought I wasn't going to get into Halloween villaging until I walked into Michael's and I saw all of them set up and...
Like the same material, literally the same thing as Christmas houses, but Halloween themed.
So instead of like the town is like ready houses. For Christmas, it's
did you
everybody.
Run this by your landlord?
But it's yeah. good for the
because
content.
It's gonna take and this up half the fucking house.
No, I already
it's
know
your kitchen island.
I was just gonna say that.
You better pay rent.
I already know where it's gonna be. Yeah. Okay, so and it's. Not going to affect anywhere else
in the
house.
Is that why we went there today? Just for you to pick out where you're going to put the fucking village?
I did measure out where I'm going to put it. But so the thing is, I thought, oh, Halloween villaging is going to be easy. You know, it's just as like, I mean, Christmas villaging is still kind of expensive. This is like no joke, the level amount of money people spend on Halloween villages. Like I got a bunch of mine for my Christmas village last year for like $140. Like, 6 or 8 12 pieces for $140.
Yeah.
I drove down to San Diego, drove 2.5 hours. Fuck up.
You did not drive all the way down there from fucking Villages.
I did. Matt. And I went to the bank and cashed out $1,400 in cash.
Are you why did you fucking charge it?
Why are you paying cash for
what are you doing?
Because you can't because it's someone selling it out of their garage. They want
I thought it was out of Michael's.
No, you got a lot.
You can't find shit like
I
that.
I bought a whole collection because I realized I was gonna be spending so much money on each individual piece and someone was selling their entire collection.
$1,000?
I know, that's but hey,
this guy probably had it on sale for fucking 3 years. He was like, thank God someone's fucking
another sucker.
She was kind of she was trying to hustle me though. Like,
oh yeah.
The thing is, I showed up and I thought all of them would be packaged and ready to go. No, it was in their hot ass garage, and I had to sit there and watch. And they were all in package, and she had to show me each single one to show that they worked, which I'm thankful for. But
yeah. I mean, that makes sense. They're expensive,
right? But Joe gave me $1,000 to snort like a line of hot Cheetos on his podcast, so it kind of paid for
itself. I didn't know where we were going with that.
So I'm justifying spending the money.
Were they the Limax brand?
Yes, Zane. Look at Zane.
Well, the boxes are all over the fucking house. It's something that I see every
day. Been there for a fucking year. You haven't moved it.
Okay, but yes, Limax, Department 56. They're the creme de la creme of luxury tiny village.
Skip 15 seconds. Yeah. Skip 15 seconds.
Skip to 1524.
No, it's funny how we're all like, imagine somebody just like started watching the podcast, like, let's go to 15 minutes. And then we're talking about just villages.
And I already spent that much money on it, and I'm still buying other ones because I'm not satisfied with what I have.
Are you trying to make it as big as the Christmas village
like
one?
Is there like a Hocus Pocus house?
Well, you know what? There isn't, but I wish I could get a Hocus Pocus house. But right now I'm focusing on like trick-or-treater houses. Because right now everything I have is like Dracula's house. Where the witches are, the ghosts live. But I want houses that look like they're in the neighborhood decorated for the fall.
Oh, that's actually cute.
Oh, that, Thank you, Mariah. You know what? That's a little cute.
Now, what's the square footage we're talking for this collection?
9 feet. By 9 feet by 2 feet is the area I kind of have.
That's big. 9 feet?
Yeah.
I'm going to have to call my financial advisor to see if we could do something with a rant.
He pisses you off one day. Zane's up at the fucking house, just flicks it off and just like slides them all off the edge.
Oh my God. Did you notice that something on your Christmas village was missing at all?
No, I packaged it all up. Did you break something?
Okay, no. We could continue the conversation.
Zane, what happened?
He had a party and they gave him goodie bags. You get a house. You get a house.
Did something break or did you?
His stomach just dropped.
Okay, so there's gonna be another battle between two podcasts. So Jeff was over and he was he was making a joke and he like pushed one of the pieces over, but it ended up falling and it broke. It was your horse one. It was like a carriage, horse carriage.
Oh.
And it broke, and we're like, oh my God, what the fuck are we gonna do? He's gonna lose his shit when he finds out that this piece is broke. So he just took it and we just put it under the rug, you know? Just
the horse carriage, the one with like the horses and the carriage.
That's his
I'm actually
one.
Kinda okay with that. Because it was one of my least favorite parts. I bet it was worth something.
Jeff,
probably
you're
worth 50
Jeff,
bucks.
You're lucky. You're lucky that he doesn't care.
It broke.
Yeah, rattle him up a
That's
little bit.
Where it went. I thought I took it off. Huh. I bet Jeff has it, though.
I think he's waiting for you to
super glued it back together.
It's on his podcast shelf waiting for you to notice.
He probably does have it up there somewhere waiting for you to come on the podcast. In other news, this is very exciting for me and Matt, but we just got our keys for our new house today.
New
this
home.
This happens once a year.
And if you guys, yes, if you're thinking that I still have the other house, I do still have the other house. I have to now sell it.
Okay.
There we go.
So until it's sold, I'm paying for two houses. It's very expensive. I didn't think that one out very thoroughly.
Yeah, people usually move out of one and into another.
Yeah,
maybe you
really
should
stupid.
Go on impulsive.
Yeah, maybe I should. But yeah, we're selling the house now, and we got a rental for the year because we're gonna wait.
And I really like the house. It's very cool, very like domestic, but
it's very
safe.
Family. It's like family style home.
Yeah,
it's like you walk in, you have the staircase on the right, you got the family room, dining room.
Him trying Zane to think of other things. House. In a house. It's got a kitchen. There's a living room.
Walk-in pantry.
Oh, that's nice.
They have a drawer that like literally you put in hot stuff and it keeps it warm. Like the hot
sick.
Drawer.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I didn't know that existed either until I saw that. I was like, oh shit, we're in a fancy.
That's all
we're
right.
We're in a fancy house.
I'm just worried about Todd getting him out of the house.
Yeah, I know.
Todd has a lot of stuff.
Yeah, he comes back.
Is Todd a hoarder?
A bit.
A little bit, yeah.
He's definitely not a hider. Like, he doesn't, like, hide his stuff if he has it. He keeps it out on his dressers
right.
and everywhere. Yeah. So
there's not a home for anything. It's just kind
of... Yeah, he likes to just keep a lot of things.
Yeah, yeah, he does.
Yeah, I guess, yeah, you could say it's a hoarder. But the thing is, he will not... The day the movers will show up to the front door, I bet you nothing is in boxes.
But he has Danielle now, so I think a lot of that shit is going to be prepared by the time he comes back. Which
maybe.
Is nice.
I'll believe it when I see it.
But yeah, no, it's going to be a lot of boxes with just a ton of just random shit in each one, which is awful. Like when you like get to the new house, you open and you're like, oh, fuck. There's all
That's
this
why I've
shit
been getting rid of
find.
As much stuff as I can.
Me too. No,
I've been selling
I've been
stuff on eBay.
Thing.
I love eBay.
Oh, yeah. Man. I haven't bought on eBay in so long.
Oh, dude.
I used to be addicted when I was younger.
People don't really use eBay anymore, right?
Yeah, the it's idea like of bidding, it depends on the item of what it is. But like the stuff I've been selling, I just make it buy it now.
I got really annoyed because you could like set up like an auto bid. So like say you wanted this candle and it was like $100 and you wanted to bet like $105 like at the last second. If you bid $105, they could have a thing set up to where their max bid would be $150. So no matter what, it would instantly outbid you.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, that's
I know,
not bad. I
know,
like,
but it
good.
Was just like I would get so excited as a kid and I would like go and bid like last second. I'd be like, I'm going to get it. And then it'd be like, you got outbid. And I was like, shit.
Where are you getting your money from?
Yeah, I'm surprised eBay has that option.
It was my mom's money.
What were you bidding on?
Well, paintball gear.
Paintball
guns, like pods, packs, dude. It was the whole nine.
I was always trying to get a Sega Dreamcast.
Oh my god, those were the best.
Because it had Sonic. It had Sonic on it. And you couldn't play Sonic on any other thing. You could play Sonic on PS2. You couldn't play it on Nintendo.
Can you buy something like that with games now? Like
it's
today?
On Nintendo Switch now. You can play Sonic on your phone now, I bet.
I know, but it'd be fun to have the Dreamcast again and just play from your
TV. And we have to sit 6 inches less than 6 feet. Those cords don't go that far.
That's true. And the graphics probably look much shittier than we remember, too.
Yeah.
I'm surprised you just like went on a site like that. Like, if you were all
I'm surprised
these-
my mom trusted me on a site like that. I'm just...
Yeah, were all these items, all these stuff, things you really wanted, or you're just like, if I get the bid, I got this. Like,
The paintball stuff, I definitely want. I used to buy a lot of like '80s glam like clothes
from eBay.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, they probably wouldn't sell that stuff in stores.
Yep.
Yeah, like right? glam.
So I had like I had a black shirt with like silver glitter. It said "Glam Bands Rock" on it.
Oh my god.
Fuck.
I used to buy a lot of like old band t-shirts like Cinderella,
yeah,
Rat.
I heard eBay isn't like it, like when you're the highest bidder, you can like pull out last
well
minute.
I freaked out because I bought this Halloween house that I really liked and then I realized I had bid on the same house and I was about to win and I started freaking out like, how do I take away my bid? And then I had to message the seller and be like, please cancel my bid because I just bought this house.
Oh, weird.
So, like, and then you have to message the seller.
That's why I like OfferUp.
I love OfferUp.
OfferUp is great. And
my favorite.
So Facebook Marketplace, man.
No.
I got to hop on that too because I heard a lot of good things
OfferUp's
about Facebook
been
Marketplace.
There's just not much
lately.
On Facebook Marketplace.
There's a lot on Facebook Marketplace.
Every time I go to check, it's like.
I think Facebook Marketplace is more like modern stuff. I think OfferUp you can find really like unique finds.
Yeah.
I do like Facebook Market for people don't really know the value of stuff on there, I feel. I feel like it's
Craigslist,
like,
nobody knows the value.
No,
I
feel
if
like
you're
yeah, it's
on
like
Craigslist, you're an idiot.
It's parents selling like old fucking like mid-century furniture. They have no idea what this shit goes for like on a secondhand market.
Yeah.
Like,
and well, don't like, let them know.
I know. OfferUp, they're pretty keen on like pricing.
Yeah.
It makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't like the shipping thing. I just want it to be all pickups.
I love
just
the
show
pickups.
Me.
Well, that's why OfferUp, you can choose. Like, I never pick shipping. I always pick 10-mile radius, and that's it.
They always auto-set it, though, so you're constantly having to go in the filter and take it off.
The worst is when you drive out, like, we've driven, like, 35 miles.
It's worth it.
Got
but
there.
It's fun.
Got
you find
there,
new areas.
And it's not been like the picture.
Think you
and
are a
like,
good friend, though, Heath. You went with me 2 times
to
pick up
the dressers?
Or there was one desk that we thought looked really cool, and you and me both got there, and the guy already still had all of his shit on top of it, and we were like, there's no way we're taking this dresser.
Yeah, you love doing that shit.
Dude,
car shopping and looking for shit for the house is like your two favorite things to do.
Furniture is one thing.
Furniture is so fun, and I hate how
expensive it is, but like I need it.
It pays for itself, though. Like, oh, sometimes. Yeah.
And especially like if you don't buy like stuff that's like cheap.
Yeah.
Like if you buy something that's kind of like not a collector, but like something that's worth money from like a certain, you know, designer, like it holds its value and goes up. A lot of stuff like the big tanker desk that I got, super cheap.
You have a tanker? Oh yeah, you do.
Yeah. Where is it?
It's in my timeless office.
Oh,
you want to hear this crazy story about my dresser when I was a child?
Oh, we've talked about this already on the podcast, I think.
No, I don't think we have. We never got around to sharing it. I've always said, like, I've saved my dresser story.
Oh, okay,
have I said this story before?
I don't know.
Let's.
We repeat a lot of stories.
Yeah.
I don't think I've heard this.
Maybe I have said this.
It's just a pretty crazy story. So for new listeners.
So when I was in high school, I was meeting up with my friend who went to my high school, Mitchell, but he lived like in a whole other side of town, but his like parents worked for the school district and he was able to go to our high school.
Yeah.
We're at his house. We like smoke a little weed in the backyard. We're chilling, having a good time. It's my first time over at his house and we're new friends.
Yeah.
And we go into his bedroom and immediately I look at his dresser and I'm like, this looks just like my childhood dresser. Like I just had this moment when I saw it.
I do remember this.
Did I say this?
No, but I think you told me where this is going and I'm already
so immediately I was like, I feel like this was my dresser when I was a kid. And then I remember specifically when I was a kid, I hated going to bed, dude. I hated it when my parents made me go to bed. And I would slap my juice cup on my counter over and over and over just to piss off my parents. And I would leave these marks of where I would bang the cup so hard.
My heart
and
is racing. Walk,
and I'm high when this happened. And I'm like, and I go over to
and
the
you're
corner.
Looking for the cup
no,
marks?
No,
all
no!
of the marks of my juice cup are all on the corner of his
fucking
of his dresser.
Not. I would have fucking freaked.
Are you kidding me?
So immediately I'm like, how is this dresser from my childhood in his room? This is bizarre. So his dad is like the music minister for this church, this Baptist church in our town. And I call up my mom and I go, Mom, do you remember my dresser I had upstairs in our room at our old house? She goes, yeah, of course I do. I go, what did we do with that dresser? Whatever happened to it? She goes, we donated it to the Baptist church for furniture drive. And I'm like, holy shit, Mitchell has it. And my mom's like, there's no way. There is no way. I take a picture of it and everything, and I show my juice cup marks. And it was my damn dresser.
Wow.
I got reunited with it probably from I was 6 years old is when I said goodbye to it and then ran into it when I was like 16, 10 years.
That's better than Big Red.
Amazing. What,
you don't have any pictures of this dresser at all, right?
Man, they're probably nice on like an Android memory card or something like that. But the odds of it, it could have gone to any home and it ended up becoming one of my closest friends who lived
in
Farmer's Branch, like in the whole other different side of town.
That's like a dream of mine. Like it sounds crazy, but when I went to Heath's grandparents' house, do you remember in Florida? I went recently for the first time, and they had this recliner, and I'm looking at it's not like your story. I was hoping it would turn out like that, but I'm looking at the recliner, and I instantly like FaceTimed and sent my family like pictures and stuff. I said, this is the recliner from our house on Staten Island, and they were like get closer pictures, but I'm like, how would it get to Florida, and how it literally is identical to the one that we had, but I think the only difference was like the magazine pocket was like, I think theirs is on the side and ours was on the back or something like that, but it was the same color, same style, because I remember like
these
had like sleeves
that
would
go over it.
Yeah, like the arm things had sleeves that went over it, and it was just like,
and it's wild.
I just remember
the presence of it.
Yes,
like I had never thought of that, my dresser, and just the moment I saw it, I'm like, I know this is like, oh,
man,
mine.
You're
like,
just, it's hard seeing people live your dream.
I can't imagine,
you know,
that feeling of like walking up to it and be like, this looks just like it, and then being like, the sippy cup marks.
Yes.
And then
that's
looking for it and
movie,
then seeing
like
it.
Scene.
Oh, like especially when you're like high as shit. Like
that's why my heart was like pounding, because I thought I was too high. Like I thought I was imagining it.
Hallucinating.
Damn. Man, Matt.
You should have bought it. Man,
it's an old school 90s like wooden dresser. I wouldn't want that. But I think even he got rid of it too, because I followed up with him like, what'd you do with the dresser? They're like, oh, they got rid of that.
If you saw it,
you'll
again,
come
would
across
you buy
it again. Why?
It'd be a sign.
I don't know. If you have a wooden dresser in your home from the 90s,
Texas.
And there's
somebody's gonna
from Texas.
Yeah, maybe from Texas. Maybe from the First Baptist Church in Carrollton.
Sorry.
Did you ever win a contest?
Never.
Like one of sweepstakes. Like you had
like from the cereal box, you win a trip to Hollywood and like some shit like that. I mean, they definitely have those contests and I feel like they are very true. Like people, somebody actually wins every time.
You think so?
Where you get to like go to like the Nickelodeon like slime thing or whatever.
Yeah, I really think those are like 100% real. It's just we never see the winners. Yeah, they like promote it now. They do. I feel like now social media, now they show you like winners, but like back then, where would they show the winners? On TV.
I don't think I ever won anything.
Or did you ever like call into a radio and win?
No.
Like it's $5,000 Monday. We're giving away $5,000 cash if you're the
so
first caller. What does that mean? The first caller. Obviously it means the first caller. Yeah. But like if someone seriously by phone and goes bloop, and they just answer it.
Yeah.
And they go, you're it. Or you're like the ninth caller.
Oh, I think my sister did maybe once. I think she got Shawn Mendes tickets from iHeartRadio or something. She was just like, I didn't expect like to actually get it. She just called and they were like, oh, pick up your tickets. And I had to drive all the way to like Philly to get the tickets. And I was like, how do you know this is legit? And she was like, can you just please go pick them up? And it was real. I walked into iHeartRadio and they just gave me the tickets. I was like, I could be anybody. I wasn't even like my sister.
Damn, you didn't have to prove it.
For Shawn Mendes.
Now that I'm thinking about like you know how you win free tickets, maybe it was just like a way to like now thinking back, like, oh, they're just doing it to promote the show. Like again, it costed just like free tickets just to like get that out
right.
There. You know
did
what I mean?
Did you used to be able to buy concert tickets at like your Kroger or your Albertsons, your grocery store?
I don't really
no.
remember.
No.
We used to be able to
I'm
buy
concert
tickets there at the grocery store.
Like from what section of the grocery
where
store?
Where you used to cash checks. You know when you walk into a grocery store, there's that other kind of like stand that you can like cash checks and buy
cigarettes
maybe. I guess
that makes sense because Ticketmaster was like
with like the coin counter. It was all the same thing.
Like,
oh my God, that's my favorite thing.
The coin counter?
Yes, the Coinstar.
It's amazing how that works.
I love Coinstar.
I have so many
coins. We would go there with buckets of coins.
Because you like just
and you would just like pour it in. And you like would watch like the price go up and you just like see how much you can get out of these fucking pennies and like nickels.
And you realize how many Chuck E. Cheese tokens you still have.
I had like Grand Prix. It was like, you remember Kabooms?
Yeah.
It used to be like Grand Prix and they would have these like coins that were the same as like a quarter, but they were gold. And we'd have those in there. But yeah, we would have like $600 in coins.
But they took, and then
they
like,
take like
they
a,
took
like
$50
or something.
Piggy banks were awesome. Like they really made you feel like you were like just making money in the end. Like you're doing the hard work, putting all the coins in, and when you get to the top, you get a reward.
Do you ever have like any crazy types of piggy banks? Like one of my friends had a toilet piggy
Lionel
bank.
Lionel Coin Bank. Lionel Coin Bank.
Oh, yeah.
Save your money. Save your money.
What an awful
that is in like embedded dude. In my brain.
Why is it a pig? With piggy banks.
I know, right?
Kind of rolls off the tongue, piggy bank.
Piggy bank.
Piggy bank.
Yeah, but I wonder
where
the origin
pigs like to eat,
or what the origin
they
is.
They just decide on an animal, and they just decide on a pig.
Cow bank.
No, it wouldn't work. Like a giraffe, that would be kind of cool. Like it goes
down
whole
the neck.
Yeah. The neck.
I'm sure they have one, too. But piggy, like where?
Did you ever smash your piggy bank?
I never had like
I never had
a piggy
like,
bank
piggy where you broke.
Oh no, I didn't.
I had one from when I was born.
One.
It's the day I was born. It's painted on there and has like baseballs and like
yes,
basketballs.
Yes.
We just use like jars.
I would use. Remember those like fish, those little fish tanks we used to have, but they were like plastic, and you'd have like a, like one little tiny fish or a turtle.
The
in
little
there.
beta fighting fish.
You know what I'm talking about, right? Like those like plastic tanks.
Yeah, I had the little plastic one that had SpongeBob. It would have like the little like characters in
yeah,
it.
Yeah, we just cool. throw our money in there.
Beta fish.
I always wanted to put two together. I'm just gonna say it.
If you put two male betas, they fight till the death. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right? Females though were always really expensive though. You couldn't find a female. They were all males.
Oh, they were beautiful.
And then you would ever put up a mirror up to a beta fish and like its fins would like
flare out.
Yeah, no. Or it's like its gulls.
It's just
like
ready
so it's
to
freaking
fight.
Out. Yeah.
You ever seen a beta fish in the wild? I feel like that's something that's
I heard
like,
they're like in just puddles on the side of the street in Africa. My
really?
Dad used to say that. I don't know if that's
how does
true.
That even fucking happen? It makes no sense.
They piss. How does that fucking happen?
Like in a
anybody
puddle, like
know?
On the side of the street, just a puddle, and there's like
high tides. High tides.
But where? But where?
The tide gets high, and then it goes into the areas, and then it gets low tide, and it gets trapped in a ditch.
I thought you were talking about like the side of like the roads.
Yes. Like, you know, ditches in Florida.
You ever seen the fish swimming across the street?
Yeah, that's interesting.
It's the craziest thing in the world.
What do you mean?
There'll be like a stream that like goes across the
street. It'll be like a tiny little bit of like a flood, and it's like literally this much water, and you see the fish swimming across it.
Oh, I've never seen that.
I think it's like salmon. And they're like just fighting like
salmon.
It's the weirdest thing in the world.
Zane trying to run.
They try to like cross the street at like a certain like high tide or something.
Yeah,
and it's they like flop across.
Oh my god! I gotta find.
Pull it up.
Look at that.
What?
What?
Isn't that like bananas? Oh!
And look at him! Look at him go! Look at him go!
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Talk about ironing. Recently got into ironing. Really into it. 28 years old.
I've given up on ironing.
I tried ironing yesterday. I can't fucking do it.
I never used to do it. I hated it. And I'm ironing everything now. T-shirts, dress shirts, pants, ironing the towels.
Put it in the dryer.
What? Well, I think
2021.
It didn't work yesterday when
so
I did it.
So you used fibulas.
But the thing is that, have you ever had a shirt that was so fucking wrinkled that not even iron would strain it out? Like what?
No.
No, Heath, it was fucking insane.
You got to use the steamer setting.
This wasn't like a steamer iron though. This looked like a hair iron.
It was like a straightener. Like the shape of it was like a straightener.
Well, yeah, cuz it's not a real iron.
It was really hot though. I thought you just needed like a lot of fucking heat.
You got to wet it up a little
bit. Yeah. Oh, dude.
Or you got to put in like a wet rag with a whatever you're trying to de-wrinkle into a dryer.
The shirt I wore yesterday, I haven't worn it in like a year. It was like folded up for a year.
That's why.
I think the reason I'm so into it is because like I grew up and like it was always like if you had like a wrinkled shirt, it'd be like toss it in the dryer and then you're shaking it out and then you put it on and then you're like doing this trying to like.
I used to iron my stuff before school every day.
Really?
I was so paranoid about people making fun of me because my shirt was wrinkled. Now it's like wrinkled shirts. Who gives a shit? Do you think Timothée Chalamet's walking around?
But people didn't care back then about wrinkled
clothes. I just feel like it's like, I don't know.
But you're on the debate team, so yeah, you probably have to look pretty polished.
It feels good wearing like a warm shirt after you iron.
Yeah, putting it on right after is the best.
Makes you feel good.
Pleasures of life.
Heard OnlyFans banned P word. P.
Pornography.
Banned P-O.
Banned it?
They banned it.
They banned it.
Well, they banned explicit videos.
No, they banned porn. I'm trying not to say it because if you say it too many times,
but you can still pose nude, right?
Yeah, you can pose nude, but like the type of nude that you're posing has to be like, I think like
erotic, but not pornographic. Not
erotic, not even erotic. Like I looked up. Remember we were talking about it, and I looked up the definition, and the definition is
So a Playboy magazine, is that pornography or is that just erotic imagery? Because in Playboy, they ain't spreading. Like once it becomes like this and you've like opened up the curtain.
Jesus.
The curtain.
Sorry. No, oh no. But once it's like this and you're like revealing the whole stage, then that's like, okay, we're crossing the line.
Something where like people can get off to, I think, is not allowed.
What a weird boundary of like
weird,
what's gonna be
so
okay.
Here's a definition of it. Printed or visual material containing the explicit description or display of sexual organs or activity intended to stimulate erotic rather than aesthetic or emotional feelings.
Now are boobs sexual organs? I think they're sexualized organs.
Yes, but I don't think they're sexualized, but they're not. Yeah.
Well, I don't know.
Think about it. Like think about like men and women. We both have boobs. It's just they have big ones and we have small ones. So I think they can get away with that.
Right.
It's not.
So now all of these people who have been working for OnlyFans now have to pivot and rebrand?
Yeah, because there's a lot of people that work in the adult industry that have moved from porn to OnlyFans because they make like a ton of money.
Especially
on it.
During the pandemic, like, a lot like of people, that's how they had to make money.
Yeah.
But the reason why they're doing it is not off like a moral code of conduct. I'm pretty sure it's a credit card issue thing.
Credit
like,
card?
Like, why?
Because that's how you're having to pay for the content, and a lot of the investors and the ties with the banks. Sorry if I don't know the complete specifics, but the banking companies and the credit card companies don't want their transactions to be tied to this type of content. And also it exposes them to like a lot of opportunities to get hacked, security breaches, all of that.
But why can you do it like if you have a subscription on like
no, but,
on a certain
but why
site?
If you show a boob or like something more like the credit card is okay?
Good question, Heath. Good question.
Because it doesn't really say when you buy it that like you're
no,
it's just a subscription to an OnlyFans page. That's what the banks.
Mariah,
that's what the banks show. Like that,
I
like
have
the statements.
No idea.
quit.
How, wait, I'm curious about
I'm
OnlyFans.
Trying to follow
it's because,
along.
Well, it's a secret. Mariah's actually about to launch her OnlyFans. Which is pretty exciting.
her only dance.
He's on fire with these. Oh, you know what pissed me off? As soon as you said only pans in the last episode, I went on TikTok.
There was a TikTok called Only Pans.
Literally right after you left.
They stole the joke? Or wait, no.
No,
it was just a coincidence.
Yeah.
They stole the joke.
I thought that was so funny. I saw it too. Only pans on TikTok. I think they do cook, right?
Yeah, it's like a cooking.
That's really
damn.
Down.
You're on my path.
there's a few people on your path. Pretty cool.
but OnlyFans is not an app, right? It's a website.
Yes.
Right? And you pay for the subscription. Do you get an email notification or do you have to log into your browser to check? I don't know. That's why I'm asking. Because I would never do it because I'd be so worried that would just be showing up in my emails.
Yes,
and then you're like, hey, let's link up the HDMI cable. Let's show your presentation.
new alert.
You see.
Yeah.
A lot of teachers are going to be exposed.
Don't wait.
That.
Check it out now.
This is going to be the new thing where they're going to be fucking caught for.
I'm so curious.
Having a student's only. Imagine a teacher is subscribed to a student's OnlyFans page.
If you are 16 years old in high school.
You could be a student in college. I meant like college.
I think it's so funny, like there are people who are on OnlyFans and are these like, you know, pornographic creators who like, but they don't show their face, but then they have like a bunch of tattoos that are pretty identifiable. So
that's true.
Like you couldn't be like watching that and be like, that's right. Elizabeth. She has a rose like arm tattoo all down her arm. That's her.
Yeah.
Like I bet some
you're
of these
there's
people
pages where they don't show their face. Like
yeah,
purposely?
There's like a bunch of creators that are like just anonymous, I'm pretty sure, on OnlyFans that don't show their face or blur it out and stuff, but they have the most identifiable tattoos, so they're obviously hiding themselves from their people in their personal life, but I'm pretty sure some of those people might be like, that's Elizabeth.
There's a few people that are, I don't want to like obviously mention names, but like there's a few people that are like just getting out of school, they don't have like they're not on the internet, they're not like, they don't have like a following or whatever, but they want to like start an OnlyFans and I just wonder, how do people that like don't have a following that want to make an OnlyFans, how do they grow? Is it just like, because there's no popular page, there's no explore page on OnlyFans. You literally, it's word of mouth. Like
oh,
when
really?
You make
because somebody will
you
post
just,
your
like,
picture on
what
Twitter.
You're looking
yeah.
for?
Someone will post your picture on Twitter or Reddit and everyone's going to be like, who is this? And then they'll link it to
oh
it.
So that's how that's how pretty
yes.
much how, oh I didn't know that oh
yeah.
okay
I'm pretty sure that's how it works
yeah
but, you know
was this the other podcast where we're talking about you get one subscriber but they share everything
yeah yeah you know Zane was like talking about if he did it like how far would you go, what would it be, and then the moment you shared it I'm like the thing is someone's just gonna put it out everywhere
and you've made like $20 off of the rest of your life just depression.
I think it's just so funny, like this is not fair. I need to show my talent. I deserve to get paid.
They're slamming their juice box.
Imagine being the people that are subscribed getting worked up.
Like, oh, yeah, right.
God damn it.
Thing. Are all these creators going to have like their last hoorah? You know, their final
going out with
final
a bang.
Show. Like, do they have to like, this is it, boys. Like, let's crank it up. It's for like this the confetti. Last month. Like,
last time you're seeing this. Shit.
Has Corinna made any comments about it?
She's made a couple of tweets about it.
Has she been like, this is ridiculous?
I think she's made enough where I think she'll be okay.
She had a good run.
If there's any changes. Like,
imagine making that much money, going all out, buying a house, expecting this money to keep going. Mm-hmm. Then they hit you with that and you're just like,
yeah,
fuck. Cool. Like, what do you...
Fine energy.
Yep. Corinna, though, she's completely safe with what she posts.
Right, because she's not...
I think.
What is she posting?
One of her first subscribers.
I've
over
seen
here.
Her tits. The vacuum cleaner guy.
Actually, I have seen her tits. I took one picture for her. She asked me, she goes, I don't know if we should put this in. She goes, can you take a picture of my boobs? And I was like, yeah, sure. And I thought it was just because she was wearing like this like cute top. And I thought she just wanted a picture. I don't know what she wanted it for. I didn't put two and two together. And she walks me to a corner. Takes her shirt off. And I'm like... All right.
Like, wait, oh, no, she wouldn't care. Fans? That's funny.
No, this was like a few weeks ago.
Oh, so like one of her pictures out there is like,
photo cred. Yeah.
No, you see in the mirror, there's like a reflection. Window, you see Mariah like.
No, the other day at David's, we're all there and she was like, hey, Zane, can you take a quick photo for my OnlyFans? I was like, really? You like me? Okay. I like became so professional. I was like, yeah. What do you want to do? Where would you like to do it? Yeah. The lighting.
Yeah, right.
Became so professional.
Yes,
I was like,
yes. No. Too much.
You're trying not to look.
We have to wait till Todd turns a corner somewhere else. All right. Okay. Good.
Oh my God. Yeah. She pulled out the whole like carousel at dinner. Remember that?
The carousel
of the photos
at dinner.
Oh yeah.
We were
at a family. We were at a family restaurant. She was just.
At a Red
Man, this
Lobster.
Is a Wendy's just... drive-thru. I know this was last week, but Friday the 13th, we had like a weird, like the most Friday the 13th ever. Right?
Who, you guys?
Maybe. Yeah, it was pretty strange.
What happened?
First of all, we wake up, it's Friday the 13th, and we're super excited. So we go to get bagel sandwiches. We walk out of our gate, and when I go to close the gate, I turn around, and there's a white praying mantis. White. Not green, white.
Like an albino
praying mantis.
Where?
Just on my gate.
At the house, here.
Like an actual one? What?
What do you mean like
a
an actual
mantis.
One? A praying mantis.
Why did I hear? Yeah, no, I got it confused. Why did I think it was a snake? Why did I think a praying mantis was a like python?
Are they endangered? What is that?
I don't know. People
like,
are really
not
sensitive
to kill
about
them.
There's like something special.
They're a little holy.
Yeah,
I
you
love
don't
that.
You don't really
I,
like
they're praying. They're praying.
They're like this. That's all they do.
The close up videos are like scary. Like
they're cool
like
looking.
They're close
cute.
To human.
They look like leaves.
It looks like
do.
A villain in like Power Rangers.
Yeah, yes. Oh, the Powerpuff they Girls.
Yeah.
So I was thinking of the White Lotus when you
a praying mantis.
Okay,
right?
A praying mantis. Yes.
So we saw a white praying mantis. I was like, oh, that's so strange. And then I turned to start walking, and there's a big ass crow, like the size of
a German shepherd.
Oh. It was a German shepherd. A pterodactyle eating a rat
on
the sidewalk.
Oh, that's like very...
And as,
like
as we're walking...
It's horror. It's like
horror.
Just like really strange
it's
shit.
It's a movie. And we keep walking. We turn the corner and there's like road, like construction signs on the corner, but they're upside down.
Like...
I was like, what
nailed,
is
like,
this?
Like
nailed
in,
into the
like,
pole and it's just flipped. I took pictures of everything. Just flipped upside down. I was like, what the hell is this? And then we remembered it was Friday the 13th. And I was like, that was a weird walk. And
crazy,
then
why were you guys excited for Friday? I thought it was like bad luck. Like it was bad luck.
It's just spooky. It's
happen.
Fun.
Yeah.
It's freaky.
Oh, freaky
Friday.
Yeah.
God. Oh, yeah, fuck
Friday
yeah.
13th. It's just freaky.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
I wish I didn't know it was Friday the 13th.
I didn't know until it was 6:30 p.m. And like Patricia texted me, it's Friday the 13th. Then you know me. I love like a good
and then
fun
you look back
holiday.
And you're like, ooh, what weird things happened today?
I kind of wish I like remembered like, or I knew that day was Friday the 13th.
It doesn't happen like that often where it like lands on Friday. So it's kind of like an
exciting
thing.
It's spooky.
But we were also like extra excited because we had like this whole Friday the 13th night planned.
Yeah.
So there's this thing called Boat Cinema.
I saw y'all went to this.
So coolest fun. Thing I've ever been to in my life. Like you go out, it's in
it's
Lake Castaic, and you go down to like the beach area, and there's like a bar, and they're like serving drinks, snacks, popcorn.
They have
and you
merch. Can, like, they
you
blankets.
Order pizza, and then you get a boat. and then you drive the boat out into the lake, and then you like park it in like
a little. Is it easy to operate the boat?
It's like a golf cart.
And they let anybody do it. There's people crashing into each other, but they're like, all right, whatever.
Oh, we got fucking. We were sitting next to this boat, and all of a sudden we hear, watch out, coming in, can't stop. And it just plowed the boat in front. And I'm like, oh my God.
They let anybody drive it though. They're just like, okay, you're going to drive here. Drive. Like Heath is good with
boats. Are they kind of like just bumper boats type shit? Where you can
Real miniature motorboats. That's what they call it, right?
Kind of cute looking. I saw the pictures.
But you like pull it out and there's like slots for it. And you like
Slots.
You don't hook them up to a buoy.
Okay.
That is already anchored. And then you're like in a row. And then they have this giant projector on the beach. And they play movies like Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
And what movie? Y'all watch Friday?
And we watched Friday the 13th.
Which one?
Part 4.
Good.
Yeah.
Because
it was awful.
They're like old horror movies are the worst. Really it bad. Was horrible, but it's so fun. Like I love watching them. They're just so fun and stupid and silly. Yeah.
I think in that setting too, I'm sure it was just like a fun experience.
They had somebody at the end, right before the credits came up, they had a guy dressed as Freddy.
And
he ran across the water and it was
Freddy.
Insane.
Jason.
It
was
Jason.
I keep mixing that
Damn,
up.
Damn, that's really
but yeah.
I keep thinking Freddy versus Jason.
You show
Jason.
Up to a Friday the 13th
dressed up. It's Michael Myers.
I thought it was Freddy the 13th.
I'm a big fan of scary movies, right, Zane?
But you know, I want to play Friday the 13th, the video game, because you get to play the campers, or you get to play as Jason.
Oh, wow,
and it's at
cool.
camp.
You've never
so you
seen the
to,
video? It looks cool. so
we
good.
We can all team up and be like campers running around, or one of us can be Jason, like going out after us.
That's
it looks
fun,
pretty
man.
Cool. Yeah.
Can you play that on like a VR headset?
No, I know it's on Nintendo Switch now.
I'm
like it's
check.
On Steam, it's on everything.
Oh,
I
cool.
think now.
That'd be fun to play like, live where people can watch us play that. That'd be so fun.
Who's your spooky movie character that you're really terrified of? Like, are you terrified of Jason? Or are you terrified of Michael Myers?
Genuinely nobody.
Freddy.
Michael Myers is my favorite.
I think Michael Myers, it's because it's like the closest thing to real.
That you and know
he
what?
Like
okay,
it's a real
no, hold on.
No, but
I
no.
do. I Just do. The... He's not wrong. I took every time my cousin, like one of my cousins, comes to visit. We're huge Halloween family, like Halloween the movie.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, I have to take her to Pasadena to see Michael Myers' house. Every time I go there, I'm like sitting there, like I have to tell myself this wasn't real. Get over it.
She's telling everybody, like, so this is where he lives.
It was real. What do you mean?
You're right, though. It feels the most real because he's a serial killer. Like, I don't know.
I'm
it just
surprised.
Seems so realistic.
I'm surprised there wasn't somebody like crazy that tried to pose as him and like kill a bunch of people.
Well, there's a guy around Halloween in Pasadena who will dress up like Michael Myers and take pictures with people, but we were thinking like he can easily just like
you think it's like
really
a bit like, oh my
part.
God, let's go take a picture, and he like is actually killing people, and they're like, wow, this
so
Halloween
realistic.
Show is amazing.
But I'm surprised.
And there's nothing more terrifying than dying on Halloween because you can be bleeding, you can be screaming, mm-hmm. and everyone's like, haha, great costume.
Yeah.
No, I really need help.
I'm surprised.
Whoa, this character is good.
Great yes. night. Great
like,
night.
Like that's happened before, but like Halloween is like Michael Oof. Myers is specific. He comes out for Halloween and it's like, I really have to remind myself this wasn't a real serial.
Yeah. Like Freddy is just so fake. It's just like everything
like,
about it is just like, okay, I got it. Even Jason. Jason is
they're very
fake
unrealistic.
But like Freddy though, the idea of not falling asleep because he gets you in your dreams. That's what's scary.
Nah.
I saw terrifies me. Or seeing that little puppet, like being in a room, you wake up and you look over and you see a TV saying, "Do you want to play a game?" I'm out.
Good prank.
That scares me the most.
For some reason, I don't get like scared from scary movies.
I know
movies.
Nothing
like, they don't,
scares
like,
me.
I mean, when I was a kid, like Leprechaun, like fucked me up. But like
with Jennifer Aniston,
now it does. I don't think now.
But
anything.
I watched it when I was alone
even
and
as
I was
a
like
kid.
7 years old and I was like freaking out.
I remember
like,
watching Poltergeist and I loved it.
Oh,
I wasn't
love
scared,
Poltergeist.
But I know that it was creepy, but I was obsessed with it.
Yeah, the only thing that actually like fucks me up is like playing scary video games. Like Nazi zombies, I everything inside me wants to just like implode. Like I just
video
like,
games.
I freak out
they
and
keep
I get
coming,
like
they keep coming,
and, like,
they keep coming.
Oh,
there's no
it
good.
It messes me
like,
up.
Nothing makes me.
But
jump.
I love it.
Like, there hasn't been a good scary movie that there's been.
Have you
movies.
Watched like Hereditary?
Yeah, well, I hated it.
All.
I
they
didn't
don't
like
make
it.
Me scared?
No, no, not scared, but just like just a good. It's a good scary movie.
Yeah, I feel like they haven't made any new. That's why I keep watching old ones because I like. I don't know. They just
are you talking about like you want to see a good slasher?
No, there's a difference it doesn't between have to slasher be gory. And no, it doesn't have to be gory.
No, no, slasher is in like Scream, Halloween,
oh.
Friday the 13th. Those are like slasher movies where literally the whole point is just. There's
no,
a murder and
it doesn't have
people.
To be like gory, like killing people. I just want to be on the edge of my seat.
Insidious, though. That
have you seen Insidious? I've heard that
that's
one's
a bump,
really.
That's yeah, like a bump in the night movie where it will make you like like if you're trying to go to sleep and you start thinking of that movie.
The con like when you're watching The Conjuring, like there's no scenes where it just makes you jump when you watch it. Really?
I think it's I think they're all predictable, but they're very good. Like, I love Paranormal
they're fun
Activity.
To watch.
Yes, they're so fun to watch, but I don't really jump. What makes me scared are documentaries about
yes.
real
oh, murder.
That,
yeah.
that shit.
I will not. I at night I get so freaked out.
To this
I'm like,
day, I
because it's
sleep.
Real. I think yeah. that's like
yes, it's real, and they're in the neighborhood. Like it's very realistic.
I've seen so many murder documentaries like in LA,
so
like
many.
LA based. I'm just like fuck my life.
Go online and look up sexual predators in your neighborhood.
No.
That
oh,
I did that
that's
before
crazy.
Moving to LA.
We, I did it.
Fuck you up.
Dots everywhere, all over the neighborhood.
Yeah,
it's so
I did
scary.
It before I moved to LA.
Oh yeah,
scary.
I like really it. Scary. I like looking it up more in my like childhood town, more than oh. I like it out here. Out here, it's LA. Of course, there's
don't they
be
put like
crazy.
Don't they attach names to
yeah? They
pictures,
show the name and then like
you
and
have
then what
to.
They did.
So if you were living on a street and someone moved in and said, "Hey, I'm a sex offender," and I'm living near you, how would you handle it?
Oh, I have no idea.
I don't know.
I would. I mean, I would completely go. Oh, okay, no worries. Nice to meet
would you.
I would just like.
I would want
to
know.
You'd have to know, but then
you're not gonna
to
ask. You'd ask right on the spot.
But you're,
so what'd you do?
What'd you do, pervert?
When I was a kid, my best friend who lived across the street was a girl. She was walking down the sidewalk Ooh. In our neighborhood with her other friend who was a girl. And a guy pulled up in a car and said, "Hey, do you girls know how I can drive to like this place? Like, where's Walmart or whatever?" And got the girls to come close up to the car. And then he was just masturbating in the car.
Oh, my God.
And they were like fifth grade. Sorry, is that too...
No,
we'll
I'm just
talk
like,
about.
No.
It's just no. It's crazy that people
oh,
are actually.
And we knew
like
the
that.
Car, and then all of our dads went and drove around all the surrounding neighborhoods trying to find that car to see if that dude lived nearby. That freaked
That's
us out.
That's fucking awful.
Yeah,
I've been seeing TikToks for the past like few days where girls were showing like screenshots of their phones of messages that they were getting from random people saying, "Hey, I don't know if you remember me, but like we went on a Tinder date and it was such a long time ago, but like wondering if you wanted to meet up or whatever, whatever." And they'll be like, "No, I don't know who you're talking about." And then they'll post a picture like it obviously was a guy's, but they'll post a picture of a girl, random girl, like, "This is me. I don't know if you remember me." And then it would just be like, okay. And then they're getting the same messages from people that, with the same picture of the same girl on all these different people's phones. And I just got, did that make sense? Do
Wait,
I have
like a
to
guy
that?
Is messaging girls and then will send a picture of
it's,
this
so,
girl
like,
to them?
I think it was like.
Or are I they saying was, this is me?
Yeah. Like
I guess a girl is going to say to a guy, "We went on a Tinder date. Do you remember our date? Whatever. Here's a picture of me. It's a girl. This is what I look like. Do you remember going on a date with me?"
We're sending it to guys.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh.
And so I think it's like linked to like sex trafficking or something.
Ooh.
And because like multiple people were posting it from the same, like, you know, the same situation. And I just got one that's similar to the messages that I've been seeing on TikTok. It's really weird. It's like a lot of the letters have like accents on it and shit, like all over the place. "What's up? Is this Pablo? I'm Treasure. We messaged on Scout last time. I came up to visit my mother, but we never connected for lunch. I'm back in town for a little bit if you wanted to actually meet up while I'm here. Are you up for it?"
Are you Look, up for it?
It looked just like, it kind of, well, I mean, obviously not all the accents, but Weird. It was those type of messages and they'll send a picture. Like,
you just
so
got one?
If I respond going, "I don't remember who this is," they'll probably send a picture of a random person from Google.
Oh,
people
block
are,
that's crazy.
You know what's so sad? There's a handful of people that fall for it.
I know.
It's scary. Yeah, if you guys are any of you getting fucking messages from random numbers saying that you met up a long time ago.
Wait,
just
I think
this
I
is an opinion.
What?
Huh?
This is in those accents Wait, no, it's not.
No, the accents are just, I don't know. I think they're just doing
Isn't
that.
Isn't it called that. Pinyin? Chinese, like, phonetics above it.
Should I message back saying, I don't remember, who is this?
FaceTime him.
I just, no. I just want to see if they send, like, a picture of themselves, just like the TikTok.
You did?
Oh, my God. Oh.
They sent a picture?
They sent a picture.
Oh, my God.
You should say, your name is Pablo?
No, he said, hey, Pablo, this is Treasure.
Texted back saying, oh, my God, did I just actually text some random dude? Oh, my God, my bad. I'm such an idiotic some of the time. So now they're expecting me to go, oh, no, let's meet up.
Invite him over. Yeah.
Okay, no, in situations like this, wouldn't it be the best thing to do is take this to the police and have them, like, pretend that...
It's on an encrypted number.
They probably have like a burner phone or
something.
No,
I'm saying meet up, but like it's not me. It's somebody
I bet it's not about meeting up. She's going to ask for money.
Yeah.
I'm
in college right now.
Keep it going.
Oh, you see, I think of the worst.
Keep it going?
Like that. That's good, though. That's good that you do that.
Oh, my God, it's so good to see you. How have you been, and how's your aunt, Becca?
I'm just worried. I'm worried that they're going to attach this to me.
No, she said, oh, my God, I can't believe I just texted a random number.
Oh, just no, wait, and go, wait, no, hold on. This is Pablo. My bad. How's your dog doing? What was his name again?
Rufio.
And I want to see how creative they're going to get. Rufio.
Hold on. What do I text back?
Rufio.
What do I text back?
Oh my gosh. Sorry. I totally got confused. Yeah, this is Pablo.
Wait.
How the hell have you been? How's your dog? What was his name again?
All right. I did. Oh my God. I totally got confused. This is Pablo. How's the dog? He's still sick?
I don't know if we've ever talked about this, but have you ever wondered if you did go away and lock yourself in a room, how long would it take for somebody to find you? Like, how long could Zane go missing where we would be like, let's call his mom, and then we're calling your family and we can't find you?
I think it would take a full, more than 24 hours. The thing is that there's times where we don't see each other for
a day or two.
I think 2 days not hearing from Zane at all is bizarre.
Yeah. But a full day is not bizarre. Like, if you called me all day and I didn't answer, you probably wouldn't, like, think.
If it hits that second day.
I think it's weird, especially because, like, Matt lives with you. If, like, nobody's seen you, none of our friends have seen you, so I would instantly think something was wrong.
How many hours?
Also, maybe I got your location on. You go missing, I'm going to be right there.
Speaking of that, I thought Heath got arrested last night.
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
I was driving on Kwang or something. It was in Hollywood. And I drive and I see a blue Lamborghini stop by a cop car. I'm like, huh. Well, it's not Heath. So, and then I keep driving. I get home and I wake up at like 8 in the morning and I check my phone. And our friend Jenny Venter, she DMs me a picture of that scene from her apartment and goes, is this Heath? Because if that's the case, he's in big trouble. He's been there for a long time, and it's just the dude is like outside of the car.
Wait, the dude's
outside of the car, just like this, with a cop, and like it looks like
he was getting arrested. Behind.
It looked like Heath, and immediately I go to my maps, or I go to the find my iPhone, and I see he's in downtown at 8 a.m. I'm like, oh my God. Oh my God, like what the fuck happened?
We're at a photo shoot and I get missed calls and texts from him. He's like, yo, Heath, what's going on? Everything okay? You good? And I'm like, I call him back. I'm like, yo.
But he called me back like 20, 30 minutes later. So like the whole time, you should have seen what I was doing. I was on Google, like LAPD.com. I was like
searching my name,
searching
for
your name
you
on like those
the
sites.
The jail county records.
Yeah, because I was like.
We had to do that one time for a friend. We won't say that person's name.
They're like,
kind of far distance from our friend group.
Yeah,
but
it was
one night they went totally missing. We could not find them. Nobody could find them. We'd even message her parents, her brothers. Nobody had heard from her. And then I had the good idea. I'm going to check LA County booking records. And I found her that she got booked at like 4 a.m.
Jesus.
It was so fucking terrifying though, because we were at a sketchy fucking party.
After it was an after rave.
It was a party that we were not supposed to be at.
Oh, is this the warehouse rave you told me about?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember when we were in
there,
we were already looking at each other and going, just let's be careful here. Like it was already like, okay, this is like a strange place. And then
why wouldn't you just leave?
Because
the music was bumping, babe.
I know we were like this is crazy, this is really sketchy. But then those two twins from 21 Jump Street. Oh, yeah. There. What are their names?
They were there. So we're like, oh, we're good.
Yeah. So it was like, it was a pop-in vibe. Okay. It wasn't too sketchy, but it was definitely like an illegal after party.
No, if we get a weird feeling, we're out.
And this was a party where you had to go to a certain, like, a park, empty parking lot, and you get picked up, like, in this shuttle, and then that's how you go.
No, this was one where we went to a parking lot, and we're like, this isn't the party. And this guy comes up and goes, are you guys looking for the party? And he gives you a slip of paper. This is an ad. Address. We go to that address, and then there's another person who gives us a slip of paper, and then we go to the where the real party is at.
That's kind of cool, though.
Yeah, it was pretty cool, but like, definitely just like,
it's like a scavenger hunt.
Dude, were you there with me at that BDSM one?
No, what? No, but you talk about it all the time.
I walked into this after party at like these happen at 3 a.m. after the bars have closed, and so it's kind of like a private party where there's still
hold on. Explain. She was wondering what BDSM stands for. It's like where like people like get tied up for like
S&M? And like
they S&M. Yeah, BDSM.
It's a very like sexual like party.
Yeah,
yeah,
and. Walk in, it's this crazy like deep Russian house music playing, but it wasn't like too sketchy of a crowd, but they had these like stands where people would like were taking turns getting tied and chained up, and then having this woman just smack your ass with a paddle.
What?
And like ones where like, people are completely like naked and everybody's watching it. I feel like there was a topless bartender there who was kind of, you know, a total like feminist chick with like,
you know, so you know what? He's not the one I was thinking about was, I think David went to it. I think David didn't know what it was. And then he got there and it was like, it was like a whole fucking like sex.
Oh, an orgy.
Orgy party. And everybody was fucking naked. He couldn't believe it.
I cannot believe those are real things.
He was like the only one that like, he was the only one that had clothes on pretty much. And he came and was just like, oh my God, where am I? It was like somewhere downtown, but like I remember him telling me, I was just that's crazy. David on his Instagram,
guys, look, and everyone,
guys,
is
check this out.
Like, yeah.
But like, it's crazy that shit like that is happening all the time, just around you, and you just have no idea.
That is so
bizarre. People were taking turns. People were lined up like it was a theme park ride to get their ass beat by this woman with these different types of paddles and whips. No way. And
that
everyone's
is so
watching.
Weird.
It was bizarre.
The people that go to all the time, they know, but David, when he got invited by like some dude that he didn't know what it was, so he saw an invitation for a party, he was just like, okay, I'm gonna like stop by and see what it's about. And then walk in and it was
that just like
so
eyes wide
weird
shut.
Weird.
Honestly, I would love to just walk in. I just want to see what that's like, what the fuck it is.
I'm like,
what
same that way where I'd like, I like to take a peek.
Yeah.
Just to like see what it's all about. But then I'd be like, I'm out of here.
Because it goes right in my brain and I come here and I could talk about it.
Like, that's like stuff you see in a movie, but you don't expect to be real.
Yeah.
And then to like see it in person, you're probably like.
Like remember the Tom Cruise movie with like everybody in the mask?
Eyes Wide Shut.
Eyes Wide Shut.
Or like walking crazy into like one of those like Illuminati parties or something.
Yeah.
Like,
Illuminati parties.
Then. There's like.
Wait. No, I mean, there's shit that we've heard that's like, that definitely exists.
There's some weird shit.
Yeah, so there's no group chat for the Illuminati.
No,
you know?
I think there is like a higher up type group that does some crazy shit.
Yeah.
Like I think like money doesn't mean anything to these people. Like imagine having all the money in the world and like you could just fucking buy whatever you want, do whatever you want, and like you run everything. Like the shit that they would do just to like get like their kicks.
I think that
I'm
way
sure
of
they're
life
doing
is
some,
like the Illuminati.
I'm sure they're doing some crazy fucked up stuff.
I believe it.
It's weird hearing other people's ideas of fun. Like those like crazy parties that you guys are talking about, like that, like people choose to go.
That sounds like to me, that sounds like
closed.
That sounds like a
the
panic
bars are
attack.
Closed.
Go home. Like that is crazy.
You should talk to me when you say something.
It's just interesting, like people's interest. Like it. I mean, it makes everybody unique and it keeps things like fun. Right. But that's like I have zero interest. I wouldn't even want to peek.
It's because when you're like really drunk and it's 2 a.m. and you're not tired. There's no like you just want to keep going. You know what
I don't think if it was 3 a.m. not one ounce of me would be like, I want to crawl into chains and
no. You're talking about that.
Paddle.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
No. I didn't mean that. I thought
that's what we were just talking about.
No, I know. I just
you thought a party in general.
No. I was like, I thought you were like talking about just people that wanted to just keep it going. It doesn't matter what you do. Just like
that
no,
too. Like get over it.
There are freaks.
All right.
There's freaks out there, though. It's LA.
Yeah, that, it's just so interesting.
I'm sure Matt has a couple of freaky things that he likes to do.
Matt loves that. He loves unique, quirky.
It's a good story. Funky. Anything that's just good for the plot.
You ever been tied up, Matt?
Yeah.
Oh. That was not the answer I was expecting.
I've seen way too many movies where that would it would freak me out.
Not to a bedpost.
To a jail cell?
No, I've been like tied up. Oh, I don't know. Maybe
ooh, this
that's
is
a too much.
Oh,
this, no, this
I know. I
kind of
like this. This is unfiltered. Yeah, I mean, you guys finally get it. A little bit of it.
Oh, so you got
one
tied
time
up.
I was.
I think this is so interesting because it's unexpected.
Leather.
No, one time I was hanging out with this girl and she had handcuffs already on the bed, and then but like the lights are off and I was like, what was that? Because I heard like this like
what was that?
And she goes, oh, James
you're holding
I was like,
my
what
stuff
was that? She's like, oh, it's like nothing. I'm like, are those handcuffs? She's like, I mean, yeah. And then
leaves
I was like,
it out on purpose.
Oh yeah,
how do you not put that away?
Yeah. And then I was like, okay.
And then what happened?
Well, do they
and
fit?
And she put me in handcuffs.
Imagine me trying to be
not
kinky.
To bedpost. I would never do bedpost.
I don't think I would ever trust somebody enough to handcuff. Like,
where's the key?
After watching
Gerald's Game,
I will never allow that.
Oh, we watched that, right?
Or
we saw the trailer
young woman
for it.
Yeah.
I thought we watched. I think we watched it.
No, where she,
I thought
like,
it was. I think we thought it was
the wife.
Though.
The wife and the husband. They go to a
mom
cabin.
From Spy Kids.
That one is crazy,
like, is
because that's real life. That could actually happen. It's very rare,
yeah, right,
but it's a possibility that that could happen.
Oh yeah,
in the middle of nowhere.
I love how like Matt. Have you like in a cardigan? Have you been tied up? Yes.
Have you ever been tied up?
Yes.
Yes.
Me trying to be kinky, I'm in like spandex, like
a cat suit.
Yeah. It's suctioned out all the air in it. No, I never did that. I saw a TikTok of a video in Vegas with a guy who was like bound up like a dog walking around on a leash in the casino floor. Like
I saw that too.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I saw that.
People pay serious money just to get tied up and told that they're a piece of shit.
I think, no, and what? And who's getting paid though? The girl or the
He's
guy?
He's paying her to walk him around.
But like okay,
that.
Wow.
What?
Submission.
That is not normal.
But like, and publicly like
right,
that, that's
like
crazy.
That,
like that is like
inhumane, right?
It's just wrong.
It's not normal.
That is not
people
normal.
People have weird kinks, my man. Weird kinks.
But I feel like
obviously I'm not for that. But like somebody in their life or does not feel like they're as good of a person as they're being told and that they're being validated by, and they want to feel like they're a piece.
Like to me, if that's his kink and he likes being like walked around like that publicly,
that's
like that.
Crazy.
Imagine what else he's doing.
Like Gary, is that Gary? Gary, get that mask off. I'm sorry. What are you doing? We're supposed to be at the.
We have a
to be
meeting.
At the sales conference.
Matt, I love the. Wait, I'm sorry. One second, Gary.
Gary, get
Gary
up. Stand up on your own two
your,
feet. Take
your
that.
Kids. Your kids are here.
Take
get
that
up.
Ball gag out of your mouth.
I'm just laughing at like other people's like guilty pleasures, and I was like, what is my like I was just thinking like
Schmuckers on Crustables.
Schmuckers on Crustables. My guilty pleasure.
It should be
Smuckers
sneaking them shits in the middle of the night.
Peanut butter jelly
Schmuckers
sandwiches.
Has a rave.
Yeah, right.
That is my guilt. Like, that is hysterical.
The gags are just a whole Smuckers in the mouth. Just
all right, like, you're going to ruin it for me.
you're wearing, like, the Crustables as, like, a...
All right.
The bra strap is the Crustable.
Stop.
The crust.
The crust. All right.
Oh,
instantly
boy.
Lost
the
my
DJ's
appetite.
DJ's up there with, like...
Oh, playing all the jams.
I bet you if you let Mariah set up that party, I bet you she'd come up with some pretty, pretty fucking
oh my
cool
god,
shit.
Everyone's trying to figure out what I'm doing for my 27th birthday. Uncrustable theme.
Peanut butter jelly party.
I like that. That's fun.
What's the theme? You can only wear crust.
Mariah's birthday's next week, guys, if you didn't know.
It's her golden birthday.
Believe it or not, I'm turning 27. That doesn't even sound real.
That's crazy.
I'll be 27 on the 27th.
Like seeing Carly like that, she's 30 now.
I know.
And it's fucking nuts.
We're getting up there.
I'm cool with it.
I love it
no,
too.
No, it's no. Yeah,
he's
no, I'm fine with it too.
Terrified to turn 30. I'm like, I can't wait to be my 30s.
I think I'm terrified because I feel like
I don't like
oh
it.
My God, there's so many things that like I was supposed to do when I was
But look how much there is ahead of you.
I'm just bummed about Forbes 30 under 30. When I was 21, I really thought Forbes 30 under 30 was going to happen.
Yeah.
Probably will most likely not happen.
No, I think
is there a podcast section for Forbes 30 under 30? And can we get up in that? Because there's a lot of subcategories.
Trust me, probably not. The amount of fact checking that we don't do it.
I think what scares me about getting older, it means like my relatives are getting older. And I think that's I start getting fucked up.
I don't
and like
I hate talking about that.
Oh my God.
I don't want to think
it is the worst feeling in the world.
Enjoy every moment you have.
Mm-hmm. I like long and like dream of a time when like people had like giant properties and they just raised huge families and everybody lived on it and it was just like
polygamy.
Polygamy. Like
the Amish.
Like where it would just be like big ass families and they just like.
But do you want that? Like, do you really want to be around your family?
That's why I'm saying it's a little too close.
Much? Like,
I would be in the same state, maybe not like, maybe a good like 45 minutes away is like perfect.
Yeah.
Right?
Because
maybe an hour, 2 hours.
Because if you live too close, whenever you do something and they're not told or they weren't invited, it's going to become this thing where like, why didn't you invite us to dinner? Yeah. It's like, well, we were just going out as a family.
Like there was a video of this woman like had her baby and she just passed it over the fence to her parents. And I was like, that's too close. Absolutely.
No way.
Not. In the moment, you're like, oh my gosh, that's so convenient. That must be nice if you need a break for a second. But like, every day that close, forget it.
Yeah, I've had some friends who've had to like draw lines with their parents once they start having kids.
Yeah.
Or like, you know, they think, oh, I get to see my grandkid 3 times a week, and it's like, no, like we'll see you maybe once a week. But like some people's grandparents are like, oh, well, you only live 20 minutes away.
We're
going to come by for dinner.
Time. Yeah.
That's why I've been trying to fly home more, though. I would love to get to the point where I go once a month. I would love that. Right now, I'm like every couple of months, every few months. But I can't stand going on Instagram and seeing like all my cousins and my aunts and uncles together. And I couldn't make it to like an event.
And then I start getting like this guilty feeling.
Yeah.
Like, should I
like,
be going
like,
more?
Like, no, like, just being away from the house.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, coming out here to, like, chase a dream and, like, make money and, like, you know, do this shit. I'm like, well, I'm putting that above, like, being with my family. And then, like, I get, like, really in my head about it.
But then you think about, well, I'm doing this for my family. Because in the long run, I want to make all this money to, like, help them out in the long run.
Which is the goal. But, like, it's entire time being away.
Yeah.
We just wish this shit was faster.
Yes.
Like faster brutal. So we can go back.
Maybe we should do OnlyFans. We'll get out of here quicker.
Make a quick buck and dip.
It's fucking...
Unfiltered OnlyFans.
How did your grandpa make all this money?
I don't want to be nude. So I do the Uncrustables thing.
I wanted to show you guys something. This popped up in my feed. You guys know when you're like on TikTok or just on Instagram, there'll be like a sponsored mobile game ad. And like it's like the animated ones where it's like they're either it's like for, you know, to take care of your like farm or whatever. You know those ads.
Right.
There's been ads recently that have been just like, huh? Like it's like a kid's game. It's like animated, it's cartoon. And
yes. I hate the ones where it's like a person, they're like drowning in a room and they have to like remove a key and like save this person. Yes. And you're like, that game isn't real.
It doesn't make sense. But these mobile game ads are just like, they are so out. Like it's like the whole, I just got to show it to you because I can't even explain what I'm seeing here. So I'm gonna give you.
I just get Ben Platt now on my freaking TikTok feed all the time.
Who's Ben Platt?
Happy to be sad.
Here, Mariah, I'm gonna airdrop it to you.
And he's gay.
I've never heard of any.
And he's gay. I mean, blind.
The fucking news.
A man who climbed Mount Everest, but he's gay. I mean, blind.
Like what?
How did you mess?
Was that like the teleprompter guy? Like was just fucking with her? Like how?
No,
did get
she
it?
Got so excited. She knew there was something to get. Like
what?
He's gay. Gay. Blind. Sorry.
Oh,
who
fuck.
Is that man? I bet that man does exist. The first blind guy now is more notarized, not being the first blind guy, but like the one who was confused if he was gay.
Oh my God.
Okay, Mariah, don't play it yet.
Are we playing this at the same time?
It's okay. We can play it like a run.
Go ahead.
Let's play.
Are you ready? And go.
No.
What? Like,
what in the world?
But look with the game. Lily's got her.
Yo, that'll get you to watch the whole thing, though. What?
Oh, I didn't even think of it like that. Like, because they need people just to sit there and see.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
It's all to keep your attention.
So it's Lily's so garden. Where it's, so it's a garden game, but like they...
She sees she's pregnant.
Faked a pregnancy.
Goes and tells her husband that she's pregnant.
He
and
leaves.
Then he zips off on a Vespa. He doesn't even react to it. He actually seems like he's happy.
Yeah.
And then she sits on the front porch,
crying.
Wipes off the second line on the pregnancy test, flips it around like it's a fucking revolver, puts it in her pocket, and walks back inside.
And then you see the game. The name of the game is called Lily's Garden.
Sounds like
what?
I kind of want to play this game.
Right, now we got to play it.
No, but the game has nothing to do
with
the drama. No, with the drama. The game is just literally probably like a garden game that's like for...
Or maybe they're calling this a garden.
I was
like,
thinking that
like
too.
Like Adam and Eve, like...
I know, but what's
the pregnancy and the... I don't know. That is bizarre.
We got to download it.
Really interesting. So,
did you see if it was real?
Yeah, no. These are real. These are real. Oh,
no, I'm saying, did you download it? Did you check the app store?
Oh, well, I saw the replies of everybody saying that it was real, but let me...
You got it. Zane, I would have dug. I would have been up all night.
Playing Lily's Garden.
Well, I didn't want to like go too far. I just screen recorded it and I like saved it for just like us to talk about it. Yes, it exists. Lily's Garden.
Download it.
What the hell?
Oh my God, 202,000 reviews. That means that the video worked.
Damn. Good reviews?
Really well. 5 stars.
Yeah. Did it charge you?
No. Look, it says in-app purchases under the get button.
My kid's not getting a phone until they're 25 years old.
I know. They're making it really hard for us to want to
it
give our kids phones.
It is crazy what these Pretty kids wild. Are exposed to.
Oh, yeah.
Did you see the new Tesla bot?
I saw.
Oh, I was going to talk. I was going to bring that up.
The Tesla robot.
Yeah.
It looks like iRobot.
Yeah, it's like...
Wait, to
like
it can only move 5 miles an hour. It can only pick up 45 pounds.
Wait, what is it supposed to do?
They're saying like it could like go get like your groceries and like do stuff for you. And
I have a question though. I feel like, you know,
imagine seeing one in the store. Like what?
They do have grocery store robots that clean up like the aisles and stuff. They're pretty interesting and they put like googly eyes on them.
Yeah.
And they move around. It's very bizarre. It's
don't
really
make it look
weird.
Like a human. Don't make it look like a human. That's my biggest thing with just the robots. I don't like human-looking robots. Just make it look like a different kind of thing.
Yeah.
Then it's weird. Then you have to start... Do you treat it with the same amount of like respect as another human?
Yes, you do.
Do you have to like... You know, do you nod to a robot?
Use
like,
your P's and Q's?
Yeah.
Excuse me, could you go to the store for me,
you
please?
Can't, like, you can't program feelings into a robot, right?
Oh.
That's
like, what if they made a robot Alexa?
Oh my God.
Oops. Everyone's going to say my Alexa went off.
That's why they can never name a character in a movie now.
No one's ever going to name their kid Alexa now, right?
Ever.
That's pretty crazy.
Trying to whisper it now.
But like, no, serious question though. You can't, I know iRobot was this like whole fictional movie, but like the robot can only do what it's programmed to do. Like it can't just like go off
like with
what
like,
it's programmed to
with
do.
A program, I'm sure you could like, set something for it to react to like something in a certain way and it'll have like all sorts of like data to like if you were like yelling at it, I'm sure there's like a thing that they could encode for it to like react back or say like have a certain emotion back to it.
But I don't think they would program anything negative into something like that because I think like that would be really bad.
You never know.
Sorry.
You never know. You never know, but it could also have like a bit of a sense of humor too. Like I saw some Japanese robot at a restaurant where it's like super cute. It's like, this is your order, enjoy it. And if you get in the way of it, it goes, please move. Like it says it in this like cute, like angry voice where it makes people laugh and then you
move.
Agree to it. Like
some people might not take that the right way. They'll just.
I feel like we just need to stop.
Yeah,
bring it on. You can't stop it. There's no way, buddy. You got to keep riding, enjoying this ride.
We needed phones. We needed these things, but you don't need robots.
I do not have enough willpower to stop the advancement of robots. All we can do is continue to have conversations about it.
I guess.
I can't. What?
And Elon has enough money to do whatever the fuck he wants to do. So
we're
going to
burn ourselves to the ground.
Yeah.
I'm optimistic. Hopefully they can do some good.
The robots?
Yes. But as long as they're not like really replacing jobs, but really trying to do some good and benefiting areas where people who need assistance can be benefited from.
Like
it.
Meals on Wheels, but robots.
Yes.
Yeah.
Fun. A lot of that.
And stuff that maybe jobs that are too dangerous that like a human can't do and a robot can, you know?
Will the robot be able to twerk?
Probably.
Wrong robot, Zane.
Just a Stoss bot.
Stassi body.
It's Stassi body.
Arigato, Mariah, Amato.
A robot of me would just have a couple like loose screws.
Is that girl still blowing you up?
Oh shit, no, I didn't check. But
Zane meets up with her tonight.
Yeah. Guys, I gotta
He's
go.
He's drunk.
He... Yeah.
Oh, she answered back. She said, "Thank you for not being ticked off. I guess not all men are assholes that give out wrong phone numbers. Haha. Want to text? What's your name? Hard eyes. Awesome pleasure meeting you. Thanks for being kind. Happy face. What say, sort of stuff do you do for fun? Happy face."
See, it's Pablo. We've met before. What's your dog's name?
Now play it hurt. You don't remember me?
I just don't know why they don't try to make it like realistic. Why do they have to make it?
Because it's a bot. It's a bot.
Probably.
Oh, I thought it was just like the same idiot.
Because it didn't answer back to the dog question.
No.
It's a bot.
All right, guys, we're going to close this one out. Tune in next week to see what happens with Zane and his date.
Are you okay? Question mark?
Yeah.
You seem drunk. All right, guys, well, that's it for today's episode of Zane and Heath Unfiltered.
Tune in next week to see if I end up going on a date with this, what's her name?
Treasure.
Treasure. No, her name's not Treasure. Oh, her name is Treasure. I'm Treasure.
Treasure!
Tell me who you are.
I hope you're going to be my one and true star.
That's all we got. All right, guys. All right. Audio every single Monday. Podcast, Apple, Spotify, however you listen. Video every single Tuesday. YouTube.com/Zane and Heath.
And a lot of y'all right now are starting, you know, school. You're going to class. This is a great time to listen to the podcast whenever you're walking to class, on your way to school. Find all those opportunities.
Not during class. Exactly.
Sneak it in your hoodie while you're in math class.
Great time to start listening to us on Spotify, on Apple Podcasts.
All right, guys. We'll see you next week.
All right. We love you so much.
Bye.
Bye.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.